Yet again, the world has been left stunned at what we just witnessed at the White House yesterday. I mean, we knew it was going to be tense because they've been beefing online. But what no one expected was for Trump to ambush South Africa's president with a video compilation and stacks of news reports. And we sure as hell didn't expect Elon to watch on in silence. So what the hell happened? Well, the pressure leading up to this meeting has actually been building for years. Not many people know, but Trump first commented on farm murders in South Africa during his first term in this 2018 tweet. And back then, similar to now, the South African government dismissed Trump's claims as misinformation. Fast forward 7 years, however, he's now doubled down by cutting aid to South Africa, calling out alleged land grabs and white genocide, and of course the fast-tracking of the white farmer refugee program. And so finally, when the two were actually supposed to meet face-to-face, what was meant to be a brief bilateral meeting turned into a nearly hour-long debate. And to be fair, it did start off pretty well with jokes and pleasantries, but it took a turn when a South African reporter asked Trump,
"What will it take for you to be convinced that there's no white genocide in South Africa?"
But before he could answer, Ramaphosa, who is actually Mandela's chief negotiator, quickly jumped in and said that he could answer that question for the president.
"Well, I can answer that for the president."
He said that for Trump to be convinced there wasn't a white genocide, it would take him listening to the voices of South Africans. Now, Trump's response to that, no one expected.
"Turn the lights down."
He asked for the lights to be dimmed in the room and for everyone to watch what he had prepared on the screen. What followed was a compilation of videos, but most notably one of Julius Malema, who is a political leader in South Africa, singing a struggle song with a huge crowd chanting, "Kill the Boer, kill the white farmer."
"Shoot to kill!
Now, this song does have a long history and context and originated during apartheid, but regardless, it made its point. And Trump said directly to Ramaphosa, if this kind of song was sung in America, they would be arrested. But Trump wasn't done. He then brought out something else that he had prepared, a stack of news articles on farm murders. And at this point, other South African leaders joined in on the debate, including the country's richest billionaire and two professional golfers. Elon Musk was also there, however, he barely said anything, which is unusual since he's been very outspoken on the topic for months. Now, ultimately, South Africa argued that the country is facing a general crime problem, but not one that is directed solely at white people. Trump, on the other hand, ironically, despite listening to the voices of South Africans in that room, still wasn't convinced. Silver lining though, it didn't end as bad as Zelensky's meeting, and Ramaphosa actually called the visit a great success. So the question is, what do you think?